Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel once more. Taoiseach Simon Harris has called an election in the Republic of Ireland, so it's coming up the end of this month, the 29th, which is a Friday, because in the Irish Republic we don't have them on Thursdays, unlike the United Kingdom. So this was not entirely surprising an announcement. The government's doing fairly well. He's calling it a little bit early, and he says he wants to get a mandate for the new government. Remember, after the last election to the Oireachtas, coalition was formed between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for the very first time. The two parties which grew out of Sinn Féin in 1921 after the treaty, Fine Gael, the pro-treaty faction, Fianna Fáil, the anti-treaty faction. Actually, Fianna Fáil split from Sinn Féin in 1926 when Fianna Fáil decided that they would take the oath to the King of Ireland, which is required in order to sit in Dáil Éireann, as in that's the lower house of our parliament. The Oireachtas is the two houses for the Irish parliament, the Senate being the upper chamber. So anyway, Mr. Harris, stupid little boy, evil, evil person that he is. He's not wrong on everything. He's good to speak up for the Palestinians. But he went to Áras an Uachtaráin. That's as in like Hall of the Chief. This is the presidential palace, the erstwhile residence of the Governor General when we were lucky enough to be in the United Kingdom. So the Taoiseach, he requested that President Michael D. Higgins grant a dissolution of Dáil Éireann. And indeed, that was granted. So that triggers an election within 30 days. So it's going ahead. So that's quite a brief election campaign, 3 weeks. Maybe it's better, these exhausting like 6 weeks ones that was for Westminster lately. Harris said to the voters, you alone are sovereign. Lie, we're part of the United Kingdom, European Union. Now that might be magnificent, but we're not sovereign because these are EU regulations applied to us, whether we like them or not. Even if every single person in the Irish Republic voted against the regulation, it would be instantly applicable. There are things which are directly applicable, things which are indirectly applicable, directives which we would have to transpose into domestic law by a certain deadline. If we didn't effectuate the transposition into our domestic law, it would take effect anyway and so forth. If we did it inadequately, it would take effect anyway and so forth. So, anyway, Simon Harris has encouraged people to cast their ballots. Now, Irish citizens living abroad, such as myself, were not allowed to vote. I actually concur with, I think we've got it right, because some people who'd have one grandparent born in Ireland, including Northern Ireland, could claim citizenship, may never ever have set foot in Ireland, know nothing about it, don't pay taxes there, don't have to obey the laws there, and they would have a say. And that is preposterous. So I think the United Kingdom shouldn't give votes to immigrants. If you want to come and live in the country, that's fine. So there was this surprisingly stable and solid coalition, the Green Party, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It's the very first time these two parties, which had been enemies in the Civil War of 1922 to 23, that they kissed and made up, and they formed a coalition to keep Sinn Féin out. Sinn Féin had been the racist, sectarian, terrorist party. They cleaned up their act in the late 90s, and now they're a constitutional party. But it is preposterous, many people in the Republic saying, no, we can never, ever have Sinn Féin in government in Dublin, but they must be in office at Stormont, which is where the Northern Ireland Assembly, Northern Ireland Executive is. So it goes on. So a decision needs to be made for the country's future, and so on. Now, Mr. Harris is correct in saying we're a small country with a big influence all over the world. Cultural superpower is the phrase I coined. I hope it's caught on. Being saying that for 10 years, he wants a safe and respectful campaign. But I don't think why we should respect someone as evil as him, a mass murderer like Simon Harris, someone who's declared war on our children. So he wants us to use our voice. So we have a single transferable vote in the Irish Republic, as in you put in order of preference 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can use all your preferences, and your lower choices can't hurt your higher choices. I mean, people can be, they figure out a quota because they're multi-seater constituencies. We've got, is it like 42 constituencies electing either 3 or 5 tochtar dóilí, as in deputies, each in accordance with population. And people can be elect, can meet the quota straight away. I come up with the droop formula or the hair formula to calculate it. So it's quite complex. It takes longer to count. It costs more to count. Maybe voters don't completely understand it. Moreover, a second preference can sometimes be a third preference. Some votes are counted twice. There are all sorts of flaws with it. But I mean, that's why we seldom have single party government for over 30 years, we've always had to have a coalition. So Fianna Fáil and the Progressive Democrats, of course, the Progressive Democrats dissolved about 20 years ago, or the Green Party's been in coalition as well. The Labour Party, which is not the UK Labour Party, Irish Labour Party. I mean, we don't have Irish in the name of it, just simply Labour Party. When the Republic of Ireland, we know which Labour Party we're talking about. But they're determined to keep the Shinners out. So, and so there was a, that's why that we also have a Taoiseach, as in the Deputy Prime Minister, like is literally successor in Irish, the usual leader of the Junior Coalition Party. But Micheál Martin, he was Taoiseach, and then he was Taoiseach. He did a job swap with Dr. Bhradar, the quondam leader of Fine Gael. So he's been in politics for a very long time, Micheál Martin, and his brother as well. He was Lord Mayor of Cork in about 1992, where he visited Singapore not so many years ago. Micheál Martin saw his uncle in prison of war. His uncle had volunteered for the British Army in the Second World War. So that's him. He was Education Secretary and so on. He led that party when Fianna Fáil was wrecked. Fine Gael wiped the floor with Fianna Fáil in the 2011 election. And so by staying in the game so long, he knew that eventually the party would recover. And so it came to pass. And that's where we got to be Taoiseach, as in Prime Minister. If you're not Irish, you wouldn't know what that is. So the government has called this election a little bit early because they recognise the advantage on their side. The economy is going quite well. Cordial relations with really the rest of the world. And so on. There are some debates. Should defence spending be increased in view of heightened threats, particularly the Ukraine war? Ukraine is very far away. Not many people suggest a ceding to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and so on. So neutrality, many people still favour neutrality. It's not as popular as it used to be. So 174 TDs will be elected. You need 88 to form a majority government. We sometimes had minority governments. So Fianna Fáil won 38 seats in February 2020, which was well short of forming a coalition. Sorry, forming a single party government, forced into coalition. And that was just before coronavirus struck. So they brought it through coronavirus. The economy is ticking on nicely. Public services are doing quite well. No terribly serious problems. We've got relatively high crime for an advanced economy. But that's it. We've absorbed all those Ukrainian refugees and other refugees. There's been a bit of pushback from that from xenophobic elements. But yeah, so there are various other parties will be going for it, like Sinn Féin, who got the most seats in 2020, but didn't get it to government. Wayne Too, which is a sort of a leftist ultra-nationalist party. People Before Profit, which is a communist group. The Social Democrats, and lots of independents, because our population being rather small, 5 million people, and, you know, would have not very many people, like 30,000, 40,000 constituency. There's quite a high chance you actually know the candidates personally, because remember, they're between 3 and 5 people to be elected. So many candidates. So the independents might have a strong local following. So we shall see. And obviously, independents are a law unto themselves. And that's why coalitions are quite fissile, because do you get enough independents on board? Some of like the late Jackie Healy-Ray, and now his son, representing, is it South Kerry? He was, well, a force to be reckoned with for some decades in the Oireachtas. So, I mean, I'm predicting that the governing parties are going to do best. I think Sinn Féin will go down a bit. You know, they had their chance. They've not managed to capitalise on some discontent. The government's record has been largely successful. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.